Commissioners Court for Monday, February 13th at 9 a.m. begins here.
In Franklin County Commissioners Court, open meeting on the 13th day of February 2023 at 9 a.m. here in the courthouse in Mount Vernon, Texas. We'll start with the invocation. Scotty, you lead us?
Sure. Father, we're coming in prayer this morning. We just thank you, Lord, for the gift of another day of life. Thank you to be able to come here and to be a part of this county and all the good things you do for us here in this county and this country. We pray that you bless us this morning, Lord. Give us wisdom and understanding, Lord, to consider the work you've had for us. Help us make the right choice and decision. We ask it all, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We'll do our first reading.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. We have a prepaid agenda today, so public comments, we'll try to keep about 3 minutes if you would like to speak. Would anybody like to say anything? Public comments, anybody? Okay. Let's solve that. Let's go to agenda item number one, approve the minutes from January 23rd, 2023, regular session.
Okay, I jumped the gun on sending those out. I made a few little corrections after I sent those out. On numbers 7, 8, 9, and 10, I just added verbiage to say to be put on record within the minutes. And then the dates on the last page, I updated that. But that's the only change. No change to any of the action items.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve as corrected?
So moved. Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments. Paris?
The amount submitted for approval today is $126,253.25.
Okay. Questions?
Move to approve by the claims against the county.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, first reading replat lots 327R-1 and 328R of the Pine Valley Subdivision, Amber Fox, and Stars. We got a, here you are. Hold on, which one is this one?
Pine Valley. You're looking for Pine Valley.
That's Deer Cove. Yeah, hold on, let me put it out there and you kind of just tell us. Oh, you're fancy ones right there.
I'm
a plastic.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Originally, the guest house owned all the way up to the very side of his main property. He's wanting to sell this guest house eventually, and it'll make sense to give the guest house not near the property of the main house.
Okay.
He didn't want somebody to own right up against his main structure. So we've moved the line to the other side of the lot, and this will now be retained by the main house. This will be retained by the guest house.
And the HOA did sign
off on this? Yes, sir. I believe there's some signature is... I can't remember. I don't know too much. Is it down here?
Who is it?
It's
right there.
Right,
yeah, okay.
Yes. Yes, we got approval and
okay.
Good stuff.
Amber, you're saying it's just moved the lot?
Yes, sir.
Lot 328 over here.
Yes, so this is the main house and he wants to retain this main house, and there is a creek that runs right here.
Okay.
He wants to retain the property beside his main house and sell this eventually, and he wants to make sense of somebody not owning a medical.
Yeah. Okay, any questions?
I move set for three.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Yeah, I'll see you in a couple weeks. I see you. Thank you. Number four, replat, first reading, replat lots 8R-1 and 9R-1 Deer Cove subdivision, Cynthia and John Fulton. Y'all here? Are they here?
All here.
Technically, you would postpone that to.
Yeah, unless it's just something just simple, which we.
But you don't know what it is, because nobody's here.
Motion to table this one.
Yeah, money, so move.
Okay, we got a motion and a second. Check that down. Okay. Okay, we got a motion, second to table item number 4. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have, if they show up here in a minute, we'll bring it back up.
Okay.
Let's go to number 5, record minutes from the January 30th, 2023 session of the Franklin County Elections Administrator Commission. And we do have that, and we will kind of go over that here in just a moment, what we did. So I'll move that down there. Okay. Number 6, record certificate of completion for required training of the Texas Open Meeting Acts by Paris Tillery. We have that right there. Number 6, record certificate of completion requiring training of the Texas Open Meetings Act by Paris Tillery. You gonna busy go over there?
No, that was Brooke.
That was, yeah, you're off.
You're off.
Number 7 is the AO, is the acknowledgement of paternity.
Number 6 is record certificate.
We already did number 6 for Paris.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Number 7, record certificate of completion required training of acknowledgement of paternity for Brooke, is that right? That sounds funny.
We're gonna start offering the service of people being able to complete their acknowledgement of paternity forms in our office.
Number 8, record certificate of completion of cybersecurity awareness training for the following: Brooke Vassell, Yacina Valenzuela Castro, Ellen Jaggers, Talisa Newman, and Marie Reader. We got all those right there together. All right, number 9, record county and district clerks association certificate of completion award to Ellen Jaggers for completion of 20 hours of required continuing service for 2022. I have that one there for Ellen. Number 10, record tax assessor collector association county tax office professional maintenance transcript awarded to Melissa McSwain Clausen for completing required continuing education for 2022. And there's that one right there. So noted. Number 11, record order appointing Franklin County Elections Administrator. And we've got that right here. We did that this morning. You got a copy of that one, correct?
There you go.
And I'll read this one out loud. You didn't have Yessi come in here, did you?
No, she's down there by herself.
We have met and we have appointed our tax assessor, that's coming up. Our elections administrator. We, the members of Franklin County Election Commission, did meet on February 13th, 2023 for the purpose of filing the position of county elections administrator for Franklin County. It is the order of the county elections commission of Franklin County, Texas, that Yacina Valenzuela Castro be appointed elections administrator of Franklin County, Texas, to perform the duties provided by the law in section 31.043, Texas Election Code. Said appointee is to assume duties of the office effective March 1st, 2023, signed on this date. Sue Ann Harper, tax assessor collector, Scott Lee County Judge, Charlie Wilson, county chairman for the Republican Party, Brooke Vassell County Clerk, and Glenda Pollock, county chairman for the Democratic Party. And we have everybody here to sign that, so.
What is the lady's name again? Mr. Ms. Castro?
Yessi down there.
Yessi.
Yessi.
It is on the agenda.
But she's got a fuller name. I butchered her name. Yacina Valenzuela Castro.
Okay. We'll make sure we have the same person.
So that is number 12, consider and take action on determining bond amount for elections administrator and her assistant. You want to explain that with a smaller?
The law says that you as a commissioner's court must set her bond payable to the county judge anywhere between $0 and $20,000. And of course, we've never had an elections administrator, so this one has never been set.
What's everybody else's bond they do? $5,000?
I don't know, but what are your thoughts?
I have to say 10.
I'd say 10, just because that's kind of a volatile position.
And then the assistant, you'll have to talk about that. You want to do half of what you did for the other?
Yeah, probably so. All right, do I have a motion? I'd say 10,000. Do I have a motion for that?
So moved.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second to set the bond at $10,000 for the elections administrator.
And one for the assistant.
And.
It's in the summary.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Election and her assistant, I'm sorry. So you'll make that $5,000 for her?
So moved. $10,000 for the PA and $5,000 for her assistant office.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. All right, number 13, consider and take action on approving the appointment of Christie Billman, Franklin County Veteran Service Officer, determine the location of office space and set budget for 2023. Christie, would you like to, same thing, I know that we've talked to you, I think that they're kind of aware of where we're going with this. So we're going to try to get her she's going to work 2 days a month.
2 days a month.
And right now we got her an office space out of the sheriff's office, correct?
What are you talking about that?
No, well, I tried to find an office for Jesse, and I went out there, they said, this is Christie's office. I said, I already spoke for it.
Yes, we have an office there.
Okay, and so I think we got that, and after we approve this, then we're going to go ahead and order a computer, printer, and...
Christie, if you'll go see Chance...
First,
he has some options for you for a laptop, so you can make a decision on what you want. And then you'll need to see Talisa for your part-time employment application. So.
We used to have a veterans officer, and I have been getting calls after calls. I had a Hopkins County guy call me the other day and said, man, they are coming over in the Grove from Franklin County. He wanted compensation. I said, well, we're already fixing to probably hire this. We hadn't hired him yet. Going to be here in a minute, maybe. But there is a need for this. We used to have one a lot, and if you wasn't in the military, I don't guess it's a big deal to you, but apparently this is a big deal. Mm-hmm. It's more important than what the regular people do, because there's a lot. And I may get you to explain what all they're asking about, their medical stuff. What all do they ask for?
Right. Well, for veterans, they have the choice of they can sign up for VA medical care, which is very important. And then we can also work on getting them benefits, which is compensation for disabilities maybe they suffered when they were in service. So it's money and it's health care. And those are very important to veterans right now. And then also in Wood County, I work with the captain, the jailer, and we go to the jail once a month and work with any veterans who are incarcerated to try to get them help. So that might be something that I could work with Ricky on.
Okay.
I was going to ask, if that's the case, will you be doing that at the jail since your office is going to be there? Actually,
that's what I'm planning.
Okay.
I haven't spoken to her about it.
What about, I don't want to do
this. Obviously, I don't know all the details behind Chris, but what all kind of services do you kind of direct them to? I mean, obviously, you're talking about getting the VA services. I mean, we're looking at, like, AA situations or stuff like that you try to get them, people there in need, trying to direct them to the right social services? Is that kind of what
you mean for the incarcerated?
Anyone.
Yeah, we have lots of resources around there. Lots of programs, boot campaign, vet court, which we don't have around here. We have counselors that can come in. We can send them to Tyler, Dallas. There's a lot of options. You know, a lot of veterans come back, they have PTSD,
right.
And we can help them. We do a lot of, I'm also sit on the board of a nonprofit in Wood County, They Got Your Six, and we provide, if a veteran is suicidal, the sheriffs call us, you know, and then we can talk with them or take them somewhere. So we have a lot of resources that the regular public may not know about for veterans and first responders.
There is, so it's for first responders as well. Mm-hmm. Just law enforcement guys going through PTSD.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And are there federal grants available also to
to assist you in some of the services?
There are some grants. It's hard for us out here to get them. We're kind of small.
Right.
But I don't know how many veterans are in Franklin County, but in Wood County, we have between 5,000 and 6,000 veterans. So,
And you're going to still be serving in Wood County as well, right?
Yes, okay. Yes. I work part-time in Wood County 3 days a week.
One of them all together, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Second and fourth Thursdays, correct?
You'll be second and fourth Thursdays, yes.
Now, as far as compensation, I can't remember what we agreed to.
$16.
$16. I think it was 16 an hour, and make sure she got all the equipment and stuff that she needs, so.
I just so folks know, from my side, we were statutorily required for every person that comes into our facility now to find out if they're all veteran and give them information. They always have questions that we don't know the answer.
That was going to be my next question.
And so, it is going to be a blessing having her in the office, because if she's willing to be right there, I'll make all the veterans that I have at the corporate available, her, that she can explain to them everything that is available to them. There may be more that they don't know about.
Yeah, when a veteran's incarcerated, their compensation ends, until they get out. So, it's a stressful situation. So we can try to help there too.
And so how often are you going to be here?
Second and fourth Thursdays.
Just the two?
Just the two.
2 days a month. Okay.
Okay, anybody else?
Do you have hours for those? I mean, what times?
I haven't really set that yet. Probably 8 to 4, but I don't know that yet. Okay.
Okay. All right, just need a motion.
I shall move.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Is any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 14, consider and take action on approving 20.
No, sir.
Do what now?
We have to approve
26. Oh, that's right. Let me come back to 14. Let's we kind of got those out of order.
No big deal. It's just I put them all on one. So.
Yeah. Let's just go down to number 26. Let's do that, and then we'll come back to number 14. Number 26 is consider and take action approving remodel of Annex East Building and determine funding source. Now, it was actually a lot lower than I thought.
Oops, different one. Hold on a second. And my recommendation is that we try to have the general, it's just a one-time gift. And keep the ARPA money for the building and out by the sheriff's office.
Oop, here it is. All right. It covers lighting, carpet, carpentry, alarm system, phone system, electrical, new door hardware, computer hardware for building, data wiring for and adding Wi-Fi, remodel of employee restrooms, new sinks, painting front exterior wall, signage, media for presentation. Total without data wiring is $38,470. I don't know how in the world somebody gets that thing for $38,000. I redid my house a couple of years ago, and it was $82,000. That was 5, 6, 7 years ago.
You say Mr. Bill, you might tell him thank you, because he's worked really hard.
He is. Bill has jumped all over
he's
this.
He's really worked hard.
Now, our auditor says she'd like to take this out of the general fund. We got a pretty good fund balance, so we can use that. We can use ARPA money for the other bill.
Is the medical included?
No, I'm coming up with that here in a minute. Okay.
The only thing this doesn't include is we're going to have to pull new data wiring, and we're not sure exactly what that's going to cost, but $5,000 or less. I have plenty of, I budgeted 45 as a budget amendment, and that should take care of everything.
How does the heat in there?
We just replaced the last one last year, so they're within less than 5 years old of them.
Well, that'd be pretty good on that. I remember if we did that.
Because they always just replaced the last one right before the last election.
Usually, if you have a rig, you'd be putting one in. when you change it up, it changes there.
Well, I can't make any promises, but I do know the county clerk's going to have some repairs done in their office. Because hers has a cord.
So what about tax assessment, like?
Tax, yes, Savannah don't have any, they haven't had any in a while.
And you don't have any heat, do you?
Office has heat or air.
It blows, but it...
Blows nothing.
We're bringing that back up in 2 weeks. And I'm sorry, I...
Yeah, we need to have a workshop, guys, because we need to talk about that building, we need to be moving forward.
Yeah. All right. Do I have a motion to...
Submove.
Second.
Got a motion and a second, is there any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Now we're going to go back to number 14, consider and take action on approving 2023 budget amendments.
And the budget amendment that I put in your boxes has both the general service officer's salary and then also the expense for the east annex.
Okay, any questions? Motions?
I move to approve the budget amendment.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 15, consider and take action approving authority to publication notice to accept application for Franklin County tax assessor collector. And I have that somewhere. As y'all know, Sue Ann is retiring. And we have, oh, I stuck it right here, it's almost stuck there. Okay, duties and qualifications, tax assessor collector must be a resident of Texas for 12 months, must be a Franklin County resident for 6 months, must not have a felony conviction. A tax assessor collector collects taxes for the county and other taxing entities within the county. Vehicle registration and tithing is responsibility of the tax assessor collector. An ideal candidate for tax assessor collector shall possess excellent management skills, have a strong background in accounting, finance, and budgeting to be a self-starter. Good organizational and interpersonal skills a must. Must be proficient in QuickBooks. Must be willing to take and mandated courses as per TACA guidelines. Now, to put in the paper, Lily, don't let me get away because I'm going to give this to you when we get through here today. Franklin County Commissioners will accept applications February 13th through 3 p.m. March the 1st for the position of tax assessor collector to fill the unexpired term which ends December 31st, 2024. Application may be sent to County Judge Scott Lee, 200 North Coffin Street, Mount Vernon, Texas, or email to slee@co.franklin.tx.us. The job description and qualification may be found online at co.franklin.tx.us. And we'll run the ad on 213 and 220.
Yeah, to that?
Yeah.
Right there.
So I'm picking hand to you as soon as we get through voting.
Did you say 3 p.m. on March 1st?
Yes.
Yeah, 3 p.m. March 1st. All right. Got a motion to approve that?
Submove.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second, any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Here goes, Lily. Just hand it in and I'll get you a different one, I got another copy. All righty. Number 16, consider and take action on approving Franklin County Water District's request to conduct elections at Precinct 3, County Barn. They're just wanting to use your, we just wanted to get that approved. Not everybody wants.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 17, consider and take action on rescinding culvert policy approved during the January 9th, 2023 regular session. Precinct 4.
Yep. Based on our conversation with the last commissioner's court, I move that we rescind the policy regarding the countywide calls for culvert installation that was approved on January 9th of this year. Therefore, each commissioner will have the determination to call for his precinct.
Okay. Got a motion?
It was a motion.
Okay. And who? Second? Anybody?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 18, consider and take action on approving interlocal agreement between Sulphur Springs Police Department, Franklin County Sheriff's Department, and Marion County to access a hosted secure facility with information technology resources and net data or GHS systems and government software. This is just what we do ever for every one of them. They got through the net data.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 19, consider and take action on approving quote from Underwood Equipment Company for model DT743 Superior Burn. Precinct 2.
Yeah, I think y'all all got one in your, a copy of it in your book or in your field. The one I got wore out. Falling apart, and I didn't leave any broom.
How are we going to fund it?
I'm going to go to the bank, hospital, come do something. I can't operate the one I've got.
It's $77,309.
And I'm going to probably get a couple of things maybe taken off of that, so it's a little cheaper. That was just the first quote that they sent me.
Need to bring the financing back to court. Okay. Mm-hmm. What was that? Mm-hmm. We'll need to bring the financing back to court.
I mean, they're 3 or 4 or 5 months out anyway, so mm-hmm. I mean.
Just trying to get your name in the pot for a
while. Yeah, that's, he said he was ordering them left and right, so I said, well, let me get my name in the pot for one.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 20, consider and take action on approving additions to and deletions from the Franklin County Library Policy. Library, you're up.
I put in each of your boxes just some changes to our policy, some updates, some deletions, additions. If you had any questions regarding that. I'm freshening it up. The change in the mission statement goes along with some of the paperwork the county puts out, so it kind of gets us on the same field.
Nothing just blows, stands out.
No. The biggest thing is that we have changed the allowance on the videos, where it used to be 3 videos per household. Now we're doing it just per card. That's the biggest thing. We're doing it per card instead of per household.
Right.
That's the biggest change.
Got a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Mm-hmm. The ayes have it. Number 21, consider and take action on approving 2023 Franklin County Library Board member. And I saw a list of that.
Donna Hill is our newest member. Most of them have been board members for some time.
Make a motion to approve the board of directors for Franklin County Library.
Okay. Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed? The ayes have it. Number 22, record minutes from the January 13, 2022, April 14, 2022, July 14, 2022, and November 10, 2022, session of the Franklin County Library Board. And we do have those. And number 23, present dates for 2023 Franklin County Library Board meetings.
Informative.
Yeah, they were also in that list. I saw those also.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa. Do I have a motion to? Oh, no, I'm sorry, we're just presenting that. Number 24, consider and take action on approving 2023 Affordable Care Act Reporting and Tracking Services ARTS Renewal Confirmation Agreement. You gotta do this, Marla. I just gotta sign it.
You just gotta sign it.
Just initial. I'm sorry.
Just sign it.
Just sign, okay. And I guess it's just send it in the authority for Paris Tiller. All right, any questions on that?
Yeah, what's the deadline on that?
3/31/23, no later than March 31st, 2023.
That's getting, when do we have to send in our contract notices?
What are you talking about?
Isn't this the, or, no, this is.
This is where we get our form, they provide forms that we submit to the IRS.
Okay, I'm fine with this.
Yeah, that's, it's not ARPA money.
Yeah.
Yeah, this, because of the ARTS confirmation program, please return a signed copy, initials, and page 1/3 for your employee benefits consultant or email arts@canada.org, no later than 3/31/23 for your entity wishes to continue to participate in this program, if we still do. All right, motion?
I move to approve.
Okay, got a motion and a second, any discussions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Who was the second on that one?
Ayes have it. Go ahead, just get this done. All righty, number 25, consider and take action on approving quote from Star Building and Carport for carport installation annex at the East Annex. We have. We went out, Bill wanted a, Bill and Ricky and everybody else, all of us need, we had them to look at us a building, and we have a concrete pad that's already behind the East Annex, and so we're just gonna use that concrete, which will save us money to do that. It's gonna have two slide-up doors and two walk-in doors, one on the end and one on the very middle. So we saved a ton by doing that, and the total on this, once again, surprised me, was $10,851.
No.
Final balance. Oh, I'm sorry. $12,918, because it was $2,066.88 deposit put down. But this is big enough to put all his lawnmowers, all the yard equipment, and any other stuff that he's gonna have to do that.
Judge, would you receive the total amount?
Yeah, I'm sorry, $12,918.
Don't forget, you'll need to sign that.
Okay.
Because that's an agreement.
And that's a.
And this money should come out of where now, Marla?
It'll come out of capital purchases in '15, there's enough money there to pay for that.
Okay.
And you said the dimensions on the building?
Yes, hold on, 20 by 40 by 10. All right, any questions?
Thank you.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Second, okay, got a motion and a second, any more discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it.
Mr. Bill, again, thank you.
Yes. Let me see here, we are number.
27.
27, aren't we, got that one? Number 27, consider and take action on approving Flock Group Incorporated Services Agreement Order Form, License Plate Reader Cameras and Corresponding Software. I think you got a guy here, correct?
Yes, sir. We're gonna talk back there, I'm gonna walk up here. If we
this is a, I came in, two of you, three of you may remember, but first of last year maybe, talking about flock cameras and was looking at possibly trying to get some to put up around the county in different locations. Had some other things come up, and I was kind of put that off. And but I've been over this past year, Lamar County, some other counties around us, had these cameras, and they just keep calling and talking about how many cases and different things are solving from the data that they're gathering from these cameras. I believe that Talktree actually put one in, and I don't know if theirs is still up or not, because it's kind of contingent on us, the county getting ours and integrating theirs into with our system. But for those that are not familiar, flock cameras are a LPR camera system that was put up in different areas around the county, or can be put up in different areas around the county, in the city. The city's getting five. There should be being installed in the next few months. They record the license plates of the vehicles that go past them, and this information is for us alone. It's a database that's kept here for our viewing. It's not a nationwide or a statewide system, it's just for us. Now, we can share whatever information we want to other counties that have flock, but like if we got them, I would probably share with Lamar County, and because we could see their. And let me just, before I do that, but this is Dale from Flock Safety. He flew in from Houston this morning, so he's got to get through and go back out. But I'm going to let him give you the basics of Flock right quick.
Commissioner Judge, pleasure to meet you all, community. Thanks for having me. I am Dale Angelone. I work for Flock Safety. I'm also a former law enforcement officer out of Houston, fairly new to Flock. In a nutshell, Flock's a public safety operating system, kind of what he's explaining. Our job is to deliver objective evidence to law enforcement in real time. We do that through a few different layered technologies, but the proposal here today is for LPR cameras, so license plate recognition. It's been around 15, 20 years. You already have some here in the community based on some trailers and some highway traffic cams. Flock's taking it a little bit further, so instead of just looking at that license plate, basically we're snapping a photo of the rear of the car to look at all its unique descriptions. So if I were to take a picture on my cell phone and sit down at this table, all of us could probably look at a vehicle and say, hey, that's a red Toyota sedan, right? So not only do we grab that license plate, we send it to NCIC, which is a federal database where all bad things are stored, missing children, gang violence, warrants, stolen cars, etc. So that information would be delivered to law enforcement between 3 to 15 seconds after that car passes the camera. But additionally, things like your neighboring agencies, or even someone out of Houston PD that has a aggravated robbery warrant, or a case out of Katy where maybe they were tooling around grabbing catalytic converter theft. So as soon as that vehicle passes and we don't even have a license plate on it, we can say, hey, that's a red Toyota sedan with a Buc-ee's bumper sticker. These guys are getting alert saying, hey, this is a good reason to interdict that, or you know, intercept that vehicle and have a conversation. I'll give you just a brief example. So I have a small community in southwest side of Houston. The HOA actually put cameras up for themselves, donated it to law enforcement. 2 weeks after the cameras were installed, they solved the homicide out of New Orleans based on this capability. It's all real time. We basically maintain and house all the equipment, so we actually only maintain the hardware. It's stored on a cloud server, so there's nothing here at the county that you all have to worry about. 30-day retention, so we're not storing and selling the data for periods of time. It's basically you guys own it, you use it in that 30 days, or you lose it. I'm going to keep it kind of brief, so do you have any questions based on that?
I want to add to what he's saying some examples, and I don't know if many of you are aware, they had a murder over in Lamar County the other day. Didn't have a whole lot to go on, but they had some flock cameras up, so they went back and checked them, and all they knew was a red Chevrolet truck, and just so happens the guy that he drives by one of their cameras. And so they were able to immediately have a suspect, to where if they didn't have that camera, they, you know, it's going to add on to the length of the investigation, just find out who they are. Because like once you find out who they are, the dominoes start falling. So they also had another case the other day to where they had a sex offender that was coming into Paris to start a dance academy for kids. And so they didn't know where, when, or when he was coming to town. So we have what you can add into these systems, what you call a hot list. Plates you want to look for, if it ever hits a camera, you want to know, hey, that car's in the area. And so they just got this license plate in there. Instead of having all the officers sitting that officer on the incoming roads, they just got that in their system. He pulls into town, soon as he gets that camera, it notified him, and he never made it to the dance academy, shut him down, stopped him, arrested him. And so, and as a child predator. So, and it's not, it's more than, and what he's saying on the picture of the car, if somebody, we always get descriptions of vehicles, and man, I wish we had some way of figuring out what car this was, or who that belonged to, or, you know, go back and start trying to find ring cameras. Well, those are not really good quality. This system here, if they say it's a red Chevrolet truck or a blue car, and it's got a bumper sticker in the back window and a dent in the fender, I can type all those into the system, and that car, and that's, it'll go back in and find the car, trucks with the, or the, let's say a red truck with a bumper sticker in the back left window and a dent in the fender. If it doesn't have that in there, it may be a red truck, but if it doesn't have one of those other characteristics, it's not going to keep that back to you, which reduces our search time. We don't have to sit there and watch hours and hours of video of every car that went by. Oh, there it is. My other big reason to want to get this is just a flat out crime deterrent. Lamar County is a county around here, and I'll be honest with you, there's several other sheriffs that we've been talking about FLOP for a while, and they're just scared that they don't have the money or the funding. This is usually when I come here, I ask for stuff that I need. I need this, but this is a nice to have for the county, I guess you'd say, because it's a huge crime deterrent. Because whenever criminals figure out that we have these cameras and take them into the county, we're going to take their picture and we're going to know that they were here. And hopefully they stay in other counties that don't have flock systems. Now, when I came the first time a year ago, I was talking about doing 5 cameras, and I started thinking about the locations that they need to be put up at, and that was just going to irritate me, because we were never going to have, the chances were they weren't going to be in the places that were needed. And I believe Mr. Emerson even made a comment back, it sounded like you need 10. So I've actually changed it to 10 cameras, the quote, instead of asking for 5, because, if you'll notice on the next agenda item, I'm actually going to put in for a grant for 7 more and try to get that funding on grant funds. I believe with those 7 cameras, I'm hoping in the future, like I said, I had a meeting with a few of the POAs at the town a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago now, because as Dale mentioned, there's some HOAs or POAs that are purchasing these and donating them back to the county. It's $2,500 a year. That's pretty cheap security when you don't have an officer sitting at your gate, but that camera acts as a police officer that's sitting there reading every tag that comes in and storing that information. And while I'm speaking about POAs, we were having car burglaries. Us, Lamar County, Bogota, Mount Pleasant, every city around here basically, Winsboro, we were getting our rear ends handed to us in a car burglary. They went into Mount Pleasant. Sorry, Tokyo. There's a HOA there in Mount Pleasant where these car burglars went into their HOA. They happened to have a flock camera up, and that's what broke it for all these towns around, is that who was doing the car burglars.
To piggyback on that, I know a couple of you guys are former law enforcement. You know that criminality, they don't care about jurisdictional boundaries. Usually if your neighbors are getting hit, it's the same folks that are hitting your home too. Mm-hmm. That's a big deal.
Yeah, so we would be able to add in the hot list from other agencies that right now, so only Lamar and some others that are around us. Several communities around us looking at it. But if they hadn't had that, then we would probably still be looking for a car worker. So it's just a huge benefit to having these here. Enormous data collection and place that we can go and research. Lamar County, their clearance, they've went up nearly 20% in clearing their thefts in their county because of the cameras just in the city and the few that they have out in the county. They're looking at getting, like 12 more added out into the county. But I believe with 10, and especially if I get to say the grant, that we're going to speak to you for a resolution here shortly. we could pretty much cover the county, and if I could get some of the POAs to join in once we get our system up and going.
What about the city?
The city's got five, and they're putting in for a grant for more. We're going to put them on the, like I said, we've already, it's, and honestly, it's a, I think, I believe the contractor breaks it down to so much upfront, 25% up.
50 on sign, then 25.
Yeah. I believe the city's contract actually read that they wasn't going to, I don't think we did the 50 and 25, but I don't blame them for doing that, because we've been working on that for a year now, and I'll be honest with you, the biggest thing is TxDOT. They're a pain in the rear end on trying to get these, because you have to get permission from them to put these on the right-of-ways. And then they're charging, how much are they charging now, Dale, for install?
They'll be going up to $1,250 per pole.
Yeah, $1,250 per pole.
Sheriff, are these inconspicuous of cameras, are they mobile, where you move them around from place to place?
Most of them are open.
Are they attached to poles, or lines, or anything like they have the LCR in Dallas?
These will be posted on since we don't have all the poles and street signs and stuff, we're going to have to probably post them, mount them on a TxDOT mounted pole. They're solar powered.
Right. You're saying TxDOT's charging what?
$1,250.
So they're not assessing the fee, they're assessing the fee for permit, and then they're requiring us to put special equipment in the ground based on their recommendations. And that varies by region. What? So there's no consistency.
Why would they want you to do it for nothing? I mean, they already let you have it for nothing.
I agree.
Can you have any contact with, like, I'm speaking from Dallas here, but some of the LPR cameras we had there were attached to the power lines or going across the intersections with red light cameras. You know, in other words, not a red light camera, but it's picking up cars going through hot intersections all the time. Do you have the availability to do that through the public utilities? Or we've actually recently done a lot of that with DPE, as well as Fort Worth. They have a lot of their own self-install, so they'll use the existing infrastructure. But what we find with legacy LPR, when you do traffic signals like that, is you're in a choke point, but cars are usually stacking up on top of each other, and if you're in that choke point, you don't know what happened after that intersection. So we try to build strategic locations based on, hey, the probability is they went straight here, or we know for sure they took a left or a right. But we do consider all that.
Okay. So I'm playing a tall tree, at least outside of tall tree, that their gate, it's got to be a power line up there somewhere. I mean,
well, in answer to your question, Commissioner, in the city, we're putting most of them on power. Okay. Different lines. Now, I don't know exactly where we're putting these, so I included the cost as if we were going to put a TxDOT pole up. Because I wanted to know the maximum amount. Now, if there's an alternate source that we can connect it to and save on the...
Availability of some be mobile, though? The bad guys drive by and they, well, that's obviously a lot slicker here, I'm going to go through there. That kind of be a prevention deal.
He's looking at doing an additional one for a trailer, and he has two trailers now? Mm-hmm. So you have mobile ones, but a lot of what we've seen over the last 5 or so years is that fixed points and good choke points into the city captures way more data than the trailers, or cars for that matter, because shops go down all the time, trailers always need maintenance, and you put one in a hot spot, the next day it's not a hot spot, right?
Right.
So you just try to make sure you have everything that comes in and out is what your main focus would be here.
You catch other than trash jumpers too, don't you?
What's that?
Mm-hmm. Trash jumpers?
Yeah, so we work a lot with environmental grounds in a lot of counties that they use this particularly for people who's dumping. And I heard something about someone dropping off a dog, should be prosecuted. That's also something that
they work on.
Yeah, so and a lot of that stuff too.
And to go along with it, that's the pretty much, I've asked more than 10. To be honest with you, I'd like to have 15 or 20 of them, because I can think of different places. When you start putting them up, you think, man, I need one over here. That's the reason I'm asking for the grant, because I would like to put one on both my trailers that I have, the one that's an LPR trailer already, and then the one that's just a speed trailer and message board, and I'd like to put one on Charlie's message board that he has in a speed trailer. So whenever we do have problems, we'll put them up in the county. You can put them in a problem area that, and then if somebody does do something to your trailer, you've also got a picture of who done it. But
this might be a conversation for later, where you have like a little stand-up version you can slap onto a pole if you're choosing clandestine type LPR camera. You can mount to whatever you want to, and it doesn't require permission from anybody, but it's different.
Mm-hmm. We contacted our state representative about putting them on state right away. Why can't they pass something?
DPS would be wanting to get them this deal.
The biggest holdup that the city's having right now is getting the permission from the state. And that's why we're going around, we're getting with all the power companies, we're putting them on telephone poles, different things in the city. And if you're in the city, if you got your own poles, like street signs and stuff like that, a lot of those you can attach to both, it doesn't matter, then you just have to get the clerks from DPS to run them to collect the license plate information. But the big toll goes, that's all pretty much just an agreement between the city and DPS, or us and DPS. But the biggest toll goes is getting, because they have to, you have to tell them where you're gonna put them, then they have to come out and look at it, and then they have to make sure that they're not gonna interfere with any of their signs. And then it's a safe area to put it in, it's a hold.
And there's a possibility you may have to move them.
Yeah, possibility you may have to move it up and down the road. Because one of the city ones that I think we're all mounting to a state right away, we have to, but you can't put it here, you gotta move it all the way down to here. That's kind of, because I want, I mean, we work where we're gonna put these to where they, you know, you're catching the roads that people could egress onto that highway. So.
There's also some opportunities where we'll avoid the DOT right away by doing private property. So if we're just beyond their easement, say a landowner or commercial business owner, you might have to put this up for public safety effort. Most of the time, that's pretty effective too. We have to go through the deployment plan to see what's feasible.
But this price here, the quote here, I believe it's
57,000.
57,000 includes, if I put all 10 of them in the state, by the way, with state funding, which is maybe less than that once we get the actual locations, but I wanted the maximum amount to start with.
And this is gonna come out of which?
Where's your high bar from?
I'd like to pay for it out of inmate housing funds. I billed out over 60,000 in the last 2 months. Or ARPA money. Put the mark out of 5 or 15, 12.
Another question, Sheriff. The 57,000, that's a one time?
No, sir.
That's gonna be
reoccurring.
So it'll be 25,000 annually, but year one you include the install fee.
Install fee. You're leasing that. Let me go back to that. We're leasing the cameras from them. If there's normal damage to them, correct me if I say this wrong, they'll come in and replace them. But if we continually have vandal issues with one and we continue to leave it there, then we may end up having to pay for one.
And we're at a place too with the $25,000 a year annual. That's new licensing, new upgrades. That's not gonna, no, it's gonna, that contract's gonna say 25 grand a year period. It's not gonna be something that at 6 months later we'll get some new licensing issue to come up, some new software that's gonna cause it to go up or anything.
Right, so okay. That includes all personnel you wanna put on it, all the data retention, all the hardware maintenance, everything. That's all one blanket cost.
So if he gets seven more cameras down the road, it'll still just be the 25.
No, it'll be 2,500 per camera.
If you add
per camera,
that's about half. What is it per camera?
Yeah, because you're leasing them. Yeah. But it's like having you're like that's I don't want to use this word. I don't need more officers too. But it's like putting an officer on every road. He's just sitting there 24/7.
It's saving lots of officers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're there 24 hours
a day. Yes, getting off $2,500 a year to sit there and read these license plates and send us the information.
And linking up with our neighbors like Titus County, Mount Pleasant, Lamar, that is no additional cost for that. It's still going
to,
it's gonna all one network. Okay. It's just a matter of, and Texas is really good about this, other states maybe not, but we always, every agency I work with generally, like, I want to share with all my agencies.
And it's picking up, obviously, NCIC, TCIC stuff, is picking up the regional stuff out of, like, Titus County for, like, you know, somebody that's a vehicle has been using a theft offense, that somebody plugs it in the license plate, it's just regional, but it might not, it's class B misdemeanor, but somebody's not necessarily putting it statewide.
Yeah, it won't pick up what it says it wants, unless you put it in as a hot list alert.
Okay.
We don't want to be inundated with stuff that desensitizes the officers.
Yeah.
But and workers to go with, like, I don't know if we said this before, but silver alerts, amber alerts, anything that's entered into the state system that if I got behind the car and ran it and I would give me an alert, it's going to send an alert to whoever, which we, thanks to y'all, we got to bring what, 8 more computers or 7 computers for the car.
Yeah.
7 computers for the car, which will be helpful. They've got, most of them got computers on that, we're updating them, but every officer will get this alert in the car. I'm not understanding, and I was talking to Joe with this in the back, there's some agencies that don't give their officers access to this. And I'm thinking, why? I mean, I want my officers to send that alert. The quicker they can get that alert, the quicker they can get to the area to find that vehicle. So, but all the officers, I'm planning on, they'll have it in their car, getting those alerts, and just, so some of you may not know, the trailer is in front of the sheriff's office, a white trailer. It's an LPR trailer. That's what the two of them, you're coming heading north, you'll notice, you'll see the little red lights in there. That's cameras, and it's running the tags, and I'm looking for stuff coming out of Oklahoma, actually. I'm hauling marijuana stuff out of Oklahoma, and I'm burning again. But, and also other stuff, but we've recovered stolen cars with that, which were, what else have we got off there, brother?
Several things. We've gotten a couple of stolen vehicles, and several entered vehicles for warrants and stuff like that. We get alerts all the time. It constantly goes off on the computer.
Then there was also, there's also LPRs now at the Franklin Tax County line that's through the federal system with LSAG, and we've gotten interdiction hit on that. We were working with the, on the, with the HIDA on stopping vehicles and interdicting those. So we've already had them here in the county, and they've already, just in the short time we've had them, been a benefit. So.
I don't want to overstep on the monetary side of this, but for asset forfeiture, Chapter 59, because those highway cams are up, if these guys make a stop on, let's say, an interdiction load, a vehicle carrying a bunch of cash that was obtained criminally, they're using the flock cameras that are here to pick up that vehicle, you all will be able to file for asset forfeiture and actually receive a part of that seizure fund. I don't know historically what y'all done with Chapter 59, but that is something that's being used, and then you guys can retain that money for projects like this.
Y'all have any questions?
Yeah, how's it work at the deer stand?
It scores their name.
Record that big buck in there on the shoe.
Well, I'll tell you, they won't tell you. A lot of deer, because their software could do that, but they don't allow it to.
We don't do anything with human characteristics at all. Human characteristics.
It tells you whether it's a bone or crocket or not.
It doesn't use facial recognition or anything like that. But
it is motion activated, so you'll get pretty comical stuff. We have some cases where people are driving by on a golf cart with a safe in the back that robbed a ship with donuts. You're driving, you know, walking by with a bicycle or something, and you can particularly search for things with no plates or images without vehicle characteristics.
You can search for bicycles. Yeah.
All right. Any more questions? Do I have a motion?
Move to approve.
Got a motion and a second. Do we have any more questions, comments? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
Tony, was that you? Was that your
duty? Yeah. I don't
remember. Another reason I'm bringing this to y'all now is because TxDOT is actually going up.
Oh, wait. That's ridiculous.
What a great organization.
They ought to be paying us to do this.
They should be. I agree.
But that's the state of Texas for you right now. They want more money, and then they're going to cut us where we don't have money.
I'll bring the budget amendment to you guys next door.
All right, thank y'all. All right, item number 28, consider and take action on approving Homeland Security LEPTA grant resolution, Homeland Security grant resolution, and Criminal Justice Division security grant resolution.
And before I get started, I'm just gonna go ahead and say the resolutions that I provided the court need y'all to not sign, because I gotta go back and put the grant numbers on before I upload them, and that was just not all I gotta do that. So I'll get those corrected today and send them back to you, and then you can sign them. The first one is for the Homeland Security LEPTA grant. The total budget for that grant right now is $33,600, and it is with a company called Scadio, which is an unmanned aerial vehicle company. What we're looking to get is a UAV and then the full complement program for licensing. The county currently owns a drone, but the one that we have, we can't use because there are no FAA certified pilots for it. That's a bit of a process to go through to get, and you can't, as a governmental entity, you can't fly one. Without a certified pilot or several certified pilots. This grant program not only provides us for the drone, which the drone is a bit more complex than the one we currently own. It'll do 3D mapping things like, say, if we have a tornado come through or something like that, and we need to look at the area to figure out how we're going to get emergency response in there or anything like that. This will go up, fly in a coordinated pattern and map it and show us the ways that we can get in. Crime scenes, accident scenes, things of that nature. But it also covers the cost of as many pilots as we want to certify through the FAA program. They will walk us through that, do all the certification stuff that's required for the FAA. And there's a couple of classes you got to take just to do that and certify these pilots and issue us the licenses and make sure that we do it, follow all the steps so that we're in the clear for operating the program. It's just a one-time fee of $33,600. So that's the first one through Homeland Security to let them. It's specifically a law enforcement project. The second one is through the Homeland Security Regular Grants Division. This is just for law enforcement equipment. The total cost of it is $20,522. The major scope of that is for the Franklin County SRT team to provide us some additional equipment that we don't currently have. It's pretty pricey to buy and it's hard to handle and purchase individually. So if you want to know the exact type of equipment, I'll be happy to know. And then the last one is for the CJD grant, and that is what the sheriff was referring to about the flock cameras. It's for 7 more cameras. I did the same thing he did, which is the total cost with TxDOT right away. It's $32,200. And just kind of to add to them, as an investigator for the county, I'll tell you our number one problem in solving crimes is suspect information to and from the scene. If we don't have that, it probably goes unsolved. And with a lot of the lake houses around here, especially the, you know, the vacation homes, that doesn't get reported for usually 2 or 3 weeks after it happens, and we got nothing to even start that investigation with, so likely goes unsolved. Adding these cameras, especially around the lake developments, will be massively beneficial to our investigation. Any questions on any of the grants?
100%. Funded.
These are all three of these are the 100% funded grants that we get. They're reimbursement grants, so we'll pay for them up front and then get reimbursed from the state if we're awarded them.
Up to that amount.
Yeah, up to that amount.
What I'm finding on everything pretty much last year, half the stuff's going up, so.
What about that money that Abbott's talking about sending to all the county sheriff?
I'm holding my breath.
I guess it was Paxton.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of conditions tied to that.
Dan Patrick.
this is going to be the first way that they start getting to telling us more of what to do.
Yeah.
I'd love to have it. Don't get me wrong. It may not be worth the cost because it's going to come with a lot of conditions. You want this, you're going to do this. And I was taking terms of an accreditation program that the police department have had this available to them a long time. It's you accept all these policies, and if you do that and you pay X number of dollars, we'll accredit you. You need accreditation. And I'm just not. My accreditation comes over 4 years when I run for office. If I'm not doing the right thing, I get removed, and if I am doing the right thing, I get stuck. Hopefully. I am following one more time. But it's, I mean, we're not police departments. We got jails. We've got
Well, that's probably the push, too.
It is.
Is with the jail and the.
It's the first way that they're going to start trying to take some of the power away from what I share and get control. And everybody does what the state says to do. Along with Texas. But.
I can sit here.
Yeah, they're just going to
know. I'm so boxed about the state of Texas right now.
Could I use that money? I'd love to get it, but I just don't want to get like all the fine print is going to come with it.
And it can actually cost you in the long run to get it because it costs you otherwise.
Yeah.
You need a motion.
Yes.
So moved.
Second. Got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you, guys.
I can correct the grant resolutions here today.
Do I?
I can correct the grant resolutions.
Yes, we can bring, look, thanks for all of us to sign. I put it back in here so that whenever you get it, we'll. You've got to get your car and go find everybody to get it signed.
Okay.
I've done that before. Several times. Okay, we are at discussion items. The building, we're supposed to start on it this week. Bill has done a wonderful job, and Ricky both have been out there. They've already knocked some walls out and done some, you may have seen it since I have. Last time I was in there, they'd already started cleaning out that stuff. And so hopefully in here in about 2 months or so, we can move our EA into there, and we'll have a nice place to put her and her assistant and the county ag extension agent. There you go. So we're going to put her in office out there also. So hopefully we'll get that in a couple of months. I hope a couple of months. Anything else you don't think of? Marla, is anything I'm bringing that?
Are you going to set a workshop?
Yeah. What's good for y'all? You want to do it this week, don't you? We got to give some.
I want to do a workshop and get some information from you guys before you start moving the roads, because I know that's coming up shortly.
Building.
Yes.
It's rusty.
16th that afternoon, I can be here.
I got an appointment three.
Well, I got one that morning, so I got to do it. What about Friday morning, 10 o'clock? Is that all right? Y'all Friday morning, 10 o'clock? Is that all right, please?
Yeah.
Katie, can you count me up for an agenda for workshop for Friday morning at 10 o'clock?
Friday, 10. Do you have anything specific on there, or just normal?
Yeah, just the normal workshop we're talking about. Everything we need to put on there. All right.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Got a motion saying to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Aye. Thank y'all.